I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Russia has massed troops and military vehicles near the border with Ukraine. The move threatens to escalate a conflict that has raged between the two countries since 2014. Eric Mock of the Slavic Gospel Association says civilians living in the war zone have reported heavy artillery fire. Some have compared the intensity to the early days of the war. While conflict has torn the region apart, Mock says new life and hope have sprung from the local church. And speaking to
congregations that have emptied out now are completely full again with new believers. SGA has been a part of equipping these churches for compassion ministry. We've been rushing aid for the last 7 years into these villages. It's incredible to see how the churches have risen up and ministered to people that have lost family members to stray gunfire and the shelling and just the destruction that has gone on.
United Nations financiers on Monday, Antonio Guterres requested bold and creative solutions to recover from pandemic setbacks worldwide. In a similar way, leaders of the Alliance for the Unreached need innovative answers to COVID-19 challenges. DOOR International's Rob Meyer says,
it's made it more challenging for people who want to go out and reach their neighbors with the gospel. We find more of the barriers tend to be on the missionary side than necessarily on the receiving side.
Each member of the Alliance focuses on unreached people groups or people without any access to the hope of Christ. If you crunch the numbers, 1 in 3 people worldwide have no access to the gospel. Reaching them for Jesus requires group participation. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.